suppose it were just the opposite. It had been bad, but then the clouds start to pull away and the sun's coming out. The weather's doing what?
It's getting better. Improving.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever say changing to mean it's getting better, or does that just mean it's getting worse?
Both, I think. I just... both.
Okay. And what would you call a really heavy rain that all came down all at once?
I would say it was pouring.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
No, I don't think.
Cloudburst, downpour, flood, frog strangler?
Flood.
You just say it was pouring?
Yeah, flood.
All right. And then how about one with thunder and lightning?
Thunderstorm.
Mm-hmm. And if there was a lot of wind, you would say all night long the wind?
Blew.
And yesterday, no, the wind has...
blown.
And it will...
blow.
Okay. And I don't know, do you know, can you know what the directions are from here, which way is which, or from where we're sitting?
You mean left and right? Or you mean north, south?
Yeah. Do you know?
No. I don't.
Well, assuming that that is north, I doubt that it is, but if the wind was coming from that direction, you'd say the wind is?
Coming from the south.
Okay, fine. And halfway, a wind halfway between south and west would be a?
Southwest.
And between south and east?
Southeast.
And north and east?
Northeast.
And north and west?
Northwest.
Okay. And how about a rain that is not hard at all? It's just a few drops coming down?
Sprinkle.
Anything else for that?
No.
Would you ever say drizzle?
No, I don't.
Okay. Then what do you call that heavy white mist that you can't see through? Early in the morning?
Fog.
And on that kind of a day, it's a what day?
Foggy day.
And what would you call a period where there is no rain for weeks and weeks?
A drought.
What if it were just a few days with no rain?
I don't know, just... I don't know what I'd call it. I'd just say it hasn't rained for a few days.
Okay. And if the wind had been very gentle, but then it was beginning to get more, you'd say the wind is doing what?
Just getting stronger.
Okay.
Gusting.
Fine, yes. Yeah, that's a good one. And suppose the wind had been gusting, and then it was getting less, it's doing what?
Calming down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And suppose a morning like we've been having lately, you go outside and it's not really awfully cold, but it's a little...
chilly.
Any other word for that?
No.
Okay. And if it was cold enough to kill the tomatoes and the flowers and there was white stuff on the ground, you'd say last night we had a...
frost.
Mm-hmm. Any other different kinds of frost?
Well, so...
Well, all right, if it got really cold, then the water in the lake might...
freeze.
And yesterday it...
froze.
And it has...
it has froze.
It has what?
Froze.
I didn't hear what you said. I don't think the tape got it.
It froze?
Well, it has... I'm trying to get that form of a verb. It has...
frozen.
Okay. Okay. Let's see, you called the room in your house the living room. Do you know an old-fashioned name for the best room in the house?
The parlor?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did your parents ever call it that?
No.
Where did you hear that?
I don't know, just in books and things like that.
Okay. And talking about the height of rooms, how high would you say the ceilings are in your house, roughly?
I don't know.
Well, how high are they here?
I don't know.
Take a guess.
I don't know. Maybe 12 feet?
That sounds good. Okay.
Well, they'd probably be about 10.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Did you ever live in a house with a fireplace? Does your house have one?
No.